But faith is the substance of things hoped for,
yes,
the evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
And why would we call it faith if we've seen it, know it all about it?
Right.
So the obstacles, the burdens, the trials that you're going to face next week, you ain't seen the results yet. But by faith, the Lord will work it out for you.
Amen.
I went over to some scripture where the Lord led me to go, and it seemed like for a long time we've been backing up on faith and faith and faith. That's what's going to take us out of this world,
right,
to the pools of glory.
Right.
We'll not get to heaven on any other source than by faith. And walking hand in hand with God. Whether we like it or not, if you want to go to heaven, you'll go by faith.
Right.
Trusting in the Lord. So,
bless the Lord.
We're going to go back a very, very familiar scripture. The Bible said in Hebrews, 11th chapter, the book of faith, the 6th verse said, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him."
Right.
"For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, mm-hmm, as yet moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and become heirs of righteousness, which is by faith. Mm-hmm. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this morning, I'm going to stop reading, but the Bible said that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I put the world and the lust of the flesh and everything else away. Whatever that we want to do, maybe we don't get to do it if we follow Jesus by faith. Noah, the Bible said that he was moved with fear by faith. I'm being warned of God as things not seen. He hadn't seen the ark. He hadn't seen the flood. He hadn't seen the thunders hear the thunders roll and see the lightning flashing across the universe. But he moved with fear. The Bible said, I noticed something there I had never seen before. The Bible said that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. I'd never heard. I'd never seen where he preached. I warned the people. I've done anything. I'm trying to get them saved. It's wasn't in there. I been hearing it said he condemned the world. I become a heir of righteousness. God said favor in Noah. I listened for his own house. Back then, he found righteousness in God. Now, by faith, he began to do whatever the Lord said to do. He hadn't seen tomorrow. He worked day after day, working and laboring for his family. I'm here to tell you today, after Jesus come and made a better way, we don't have to depend on Dad.
Right.
We don't have to depend on Mom. We don't have to depend on brother or sister. We prepare for our own soul. He's prepared for His own house, the whole household. I prepare for number one, and that's me. I can't do enough for the Lord. I listen, I by faith, Abraham, when he was called, I had to go out in a place, maybe he had never seen. I listen, the Bible said that he searched for a city whose builder had made his God. I listen, and he prayed so turned in a land of promise. I mean, you today is so journeying in a land of promise. I'm glad that he worked the way down, that Jesus come, I bled and died, I made the sacrifice, that I might be able to search and find the city whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
But you know, he said, I listen, I under the same promise. I'm glad today, you know, we move day after day. I'm with each other in the Christianity. I listen, I call on Eric, I call on Ron, I call on Randy, I call on Joe or somebody else, the help me, as this brother I call from me, other day in the restaurant, coming pray. We are the same righteousness, traveling under the same promise. They did. I listen, they had hope in their heart, and we have hope because we work out our own salvation, and we are of the same promise. But I'm looking for eternal life. Did you ever wonder about the city whose builder and maker is God? The same city. The Bible said, I believe in chapter Revelations 21, how 14, and the walls of that city had 12 foundations, and in them the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Brother, Jesus, I picked 12 apostles, and there's a far off, heavenly city, built, and the walls affirm. I listen, and them apostles, they laid a foundation of repentance that stands strong today. I listen, the devil cannot overcome you if you keep your faith strong and a good relationship through the Spirit of God with Christ Jesus, the Lamb, because of all of their work. I preach and pray, and I lay in the foundation. I listen, and the doctrine of the apostles, which we've been studying in Sunday school. I listen, it will not fade away up to the glorious day that Jesus steps out on a cloud of glory and calls for his saints, and I'm going to be there. If I endear the plan of salvation and hold true, I don't have to give an account of nobody of myself. You don't have to give an account not to me, not to nobody else. You stay firm and strong, steadfast. Listen, and the wiles of the devil I cannot drag you down.
Amen.
And finally, one day, boys, can you imagine being in a place where the elders, the angels, Allison stands around about, and they take attention. Brother, when all the saints get there, through the tribulation of this world, some has it harder, and some has it easier. But that's a wind up. We all have the promise of eternal life in the land that we sojourn in from day to day. There's still promise, and there's not enough of devils in hell to rub her name out of the book of life. I'm glad to be saved, ain't you?
Amen.
I'm not ashamed to be saved, are you?
Come on now.
Listen. The foundation, the city, the far off heavenly city. You know, I've got a longing to see what's there. I've got a longing to see the hills of glory. All those saints that's done and gone on. I want to see Jesus and the apostles. Brother, that made a way. Listen, whenever God said in the book, he said, I will send the word, and in my word, I will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish where I send it. Brother, across the uneven journeys of life, a lot of years, the gospel has not failed yet, and it won't fail tomorrow. Listen, they've tried to do everything with it. I better stand strong. Listen, if they may take this word, they may take this book, they can't take the precious word of God out of my heart and out of my memories. It's steadfast. Listen, I'm glad that I've got just a little bit. I've banked up. Listen, my treasures, be in the word of God. It's laid up. And whenever the Lord gets ready, I open up my mind and open up my mouth and say whatever he wants to say. I stay steadfast in the faith.
Amen.
It was good for Noah. Can you imagine how glad he was? God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I don't know what all Noah done. I don't know how many years he trusted in God. I don't know. But for his own household, he couldn't build an ark for everybody. It was for his own household.
Yeah.
And after Jesus come, bled and died, and made a new way, we can't work and labor enough to save our loved ones. As much as we love them, we can't work and save them. We can teach them and help them along the way. We can help each other along the way. I don't know what I'd done if it hadn't been for my brethren helping me along the way. But there would have been a way. Jesus said he would. Mm-hmm. He said, come unto me, all that labors and heavy laden, I will give you rest. He meant that. Listen, there's a far off heavenly city that waits our coming. But if the devil can get you to turn and doubt and strike up a conversation with you, that's all he needs.
Yeah, that's right.
He's all he needs is one word with you. And he will start adding to it. And he knows your weak point. He knows right now what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And he'll work on your weak point. But you can be strong in the Lord. Just trust him. Mm-hmm. In your faith. Building up faith. I thought of Melissa. Working and laboring. Asking people to pray for her. When she go to school to get the right word. To help her out in life. Boy, the Lord was a rewarder, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And in your walk of life, whatever you've endeared, ask him to help you with. Are we ashamed to tell what the Lord has done for us? If we are, we're in bad shape.
Amen.
I see a man that the Lord called to him. He cleaned him up, straightened him up. Boy, and they run out to see what was going on, and they found this man, a wild man. He had his dwellings in the tombs, in the mountains. He was crazy in sin. Hey, if you're in sin, he wasn't no crazier than me and you, if we're in sin. But when he came to Jesus, and Jesus cleaned him up, you know what they found? They found him. Fully clothed and in his right mind.
Yeah.
He'd been with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He said, Jesus, I want to go with you. I don't want to go back in the world. I don't want to go nowhere. I just want to be with you. Jesus had a work for him to do, just like he had a work for me and you to do. He said, you can't go with me now. He told the apostles, they wanted to go with him. When he went away, the apostles wanted to go with him. And he said, you can't come with me now. But you come hereafter. And boy, you got a work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Lay the plan of salvation for them folks as are coming up behind you. Boy, they done a good job, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll find them, boys. Their name is written in the foundation of the great city that Abraham searched for.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're searching for. Hold on. You'll see the name in the foundation of that far off heavenly city. I want to go to heaven, don't you?
Amen.
There ain't nothing here worth holding on to. Trials and trouble. This thing is fixing to blow. I don't know what's fixing to happen. Something's fixing to happen. What kind of person ought you to be in those days?
Mm-hmm.
Which tomorrow, next week, or next month, or next year? If I live to be another 20 years, I'll be 100. And I'll be an old man then. I'm already an old man. But I'm young in the Lord.
Yeah.
And my hope grows day after day. I'm looking, pulling, and searching for a holy city where the righteousness dwells. Why? Because I'm an heir. Righteousness started way back yonder when men and women was made. Righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Holiness. Pleasing unto God.
Yeah.
Building your faith. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's coming my way tomorrow. I'm going to try my best to have the faith to withstand it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, things could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus will keep me if I want him to. But if the devil can get my mind drifting in the wrong way.
Yeah.
I won't be able to overcome nothing. You have a few scattering marks this morning. I hope you're longing and ready to go home. I hope you got an ambition to go home. A great desire that you have never seen. Abraham had such a desire. And them boys that was with him, they was heirs and they had the same promise that he had. They might not have been talked as much about in the Bible as Abraham was. Or Moses. But I want to meet them boys.
Bless them.
And on the hills of glory. And in our loved ones that we have known here. The Bible said we'll be known as we're known. I believe we'll know everybody there.
Amen.
There'll be no strangers over yonder.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. What a day. What a day. We are to be the liveliest people they are. And I like it sometimes when it's quiet. We've all sowed enough seed to know. We can't sow seed in a hailstorm, a whirlwind. We have to wait for a calm day. Then you can plant your seed. But I like it when people get involved. And then they get involved with the Lord.
Amen.
And tears begin to roll. The Lord lives within. The promise that He made us is real. We've heard the Word. We've accepted the Word. And now, I can find all kinds of people in there who's praising God. We ought to be praising God and not ashamed.
Amen.
You love Him enough to just praise Him?
Amen.
Listen. He told this man, I told you what this man wanted to go with him. Oh, Lord, I want to go with you. He said, no, you can't go with me. He said, you go home. Go to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you. Wouldn't you say the same thing for me and you? You know, preacher, I tell people about the Lord when I can. I tell people about the Lord when I have opportunity. Well, you know, every time that you have opportunity and just to have a good conversation about the Lord, you're laying up treasures in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Most precious. Your faith is laying them up in heaven. Listen. James says, you show me your faith without your works.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll show you my faith by my works.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see Abraham's faith by his works, Abraham and Noah and all the apostles, we can see their work because it's already happened. Tomorrow, you can't see my work. I don't know what I'm going to do. I may preach, I may baptize somebody. I have baptized people in the middle of the night by lights or car light. I don't know. That's in the past. Working, laboring, day after day after day. And let's be about the Father's business. Let's be a doer of the Word, not just a hearer only. Sometimes it's good to hear. But then it comes a time that we need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do, preacher? Just listen for a little small, still voice.
Amen.
That little folk, that little voice, they say, you love me enough to lift up your hand towards heaven. Or would you tell somebody about me and how much I love you? Whatever it is, don't be slack on doing what the Lord wants you to do. And your greatest hindrance is say, well, the Lord showed me what I need to do. I'm here to do it. Listen to that false, small, still voice.
Mm-hmm.
And He'll tell you what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You see, I've delivered you the Word, what He gave me. I had no idea what I was going to say or do. I know what Scripture And I've never seen where he said he condemned the world. I don't know how that he condemned the world. Had you seen that before?
I've read it, but I haven't really paid attention to it.
I don't know what he done. But boy, it got him to be an heir of the righteousness. Whatever he done. And maybe that wasn't important for me to know. Whatever he done. It's important for me what I do.
Right.
Because I'm going to have to give an answer for myself, not you. If I preach to you and you just let it slide by, I ask you to write down the comments, the questions that you would surely like to know. We'll try to help you. Don't even sign your name to it. We'll do that next Sunday morning. It's up to you. Do whatever you want to. Yeah. You don't want to get involved. I don't want to write down nothing. The preaching we've been doing lately, the teaching we've been doing, the teaching Brother Gary's been doing, that lets us know if you're even interested. And I believe the Lord is wanting to know. The Lord already knows. But He wants us to help each other. So, I'm going to ask Melissa to come to the piano. I want to stand. You need a closer walk with Jesus. Why not come and ask? If you need to lift up His name, why not do it? You do what you feel like you need to do. I don't know what you need to do. But I'm still looking for that heavenly city that Abraham's looking for. He had the same promise that we got. We got the same promise he had. He was a great man, walking tall to us in earth. But he was just like us. Jesus was just like us. He came to prepare a place for us. He's going home. He's going home. Let's be ready.